Bringing Home Christmas, a family-owned business, focuses on raising funds for charitable organizations such as Wounded Warrior Project, Ronald McDonald House, and Children's Hospital. They specialize in delivering premium Noble Fir Christmas trees to homes and businesses throughout Southern California, within days of being harvested at their family farm in Washington. Unlike box store or lot trees, which have sat in fields for over a month, their trees have been displayed at the White House, and now you too can share in the beauty they provide. Each time you purchase one of their Trees with Purpose from Bringing Home Christmas, you'll have a choice of charities of which a portion of the proceeds will go to. With competitive rates and satisfaction guaranteed, we hope you'll consider Bringing Home Christmas this holiday season. Visit www.bringinghomechristmas.com or call 888-624-3228. That's 888-624-3228. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and I hope that you've had an amazing day. We've got lots of things happening this night. In fact, it's funny. It's like I feel like everything's happening this weekend, you know? And of course, we're so excited that we've got the Rubicon Theater here. And, of course, tonight is their opening night for A Christmas Carol. All their shows are amazing, but we've got all the guests in studio today. We've got Brian McDonald and Peter Van Norden and also Joseph Spano, and we're so excited. We're going to find out a little bit about A Christmas Carol, and so there's the Christmas Carol. All right. So also Tracy is joining us here. How are you doing, Trace?
I'm good.
That's all good. You know, it's like we're live. It's all good. Tom, how you doing?
Everything's well over here, Kim.
Very good. Well, I do want to remind everybody that we have lots of stuff that we're giving away, and of course today, this afternoon, we've got the last chance to win Christmas at the Ranch, and that's 4 to 8 over at the Camarillo Ranch. And then, of course, we've got tonight the Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair, and it's going to be fun. We've got some tickets. Everything's sold out, and we've got them here, right here on the Kim Pagano Show. So I do want to start off with just letting you know our number here is 805-419-0008. I always like to start our show with some kind of motivation, and today's is time decides who you meet in your life, your heart decides who you want in your life, and behavior decides who will stay in your life. You like that? So again, I do want to remind everyone to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. There's more chances to win there. And we've got our podcast on iTunes. All you have to do is Kim Pagano Show and download us and accept us, and you'll get all of our shows every hour after they played on our radio here. And also all of our shows are on our website too, kimpaganoshow.com. Again, our phone number is 419-0008, and all you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and one of the team members will get back with you. We've got lots of great giveaways, and Tom, you want to talk about that really quick?
Let's start off with the restaurants, Pete's Breakfast House. We also have the Urbane Cafe, Midtown Cafe and Veggie Grill, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's Famous Dave's, and the free kids meal at The Habit. We'll go off to Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and that is with Craig Ferguson on December 12th. Lots of fun there. Then Paseo Camarillo Cinemas presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy. That is scheduled for December 16th, featuring Jason Love. And then we have the big prize of the day, and that will be the Rubicon Theater presenting A Christmas Carol.
There you go. And don't forget about our Christmas tree, Bringing Home Christmas. We are giving away one free Christmas tree that will actually be delivered to your home. And we also have a Christmas wreath. And all you have to do is call in right now and get your name in for that. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number. And again, Bringing Home Christmas, they were on our show last week. We had probably just amazing callers. All those people are going to be entered in. Make sure you call and get your name entered in. I do want to tell you about our guests this afternoon. Here is Brian McDonald, always one of my favorites. I love having him here. Peter Van Norden's been on our show. Joe Spano from Rubicon Theater, and they're going to be talking about Christmas Carol, A Christmas Carol. And also joining us is Bernie Siegel to talk about his book, Love, Animals, and Miracles. And again, I thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here. Happy holidays. I love when it's like the holidays are in the air. And of course, what a great show, A Christmas Carol. Tell us a little bit about the festive and Charles Dickens, the story.
Right. So this is the classic Charles Dickens story, A Christmas Carol, about Ebenezer Scrooge and his redemption as a human being. It's always a great joy to do it at Christmas time for an actor. It's great to be around the kids. We're having a fantastic time doing this play with us.
Do we get a lot of kids in the audience with this? Yeah. This is where everybody brings their families out.
Definitely.
I
bring
love
your family,
it.
Bring your grandparents, okay. Bring everybody. It's truly a family experience. And we like to think an emotional experience. I always say Scrooge's redemption is the audience's redemption.
Mm.
And that if the production truly, if we truly feel his redemption, then it's our redemption as well. So it's really a joyous experience for everybody.
So when you say the redemption, okay, what is his redemption? Let's talk about that.
So interesting that your little quote at the beginning of the show is behavior is who basically you keep in your life.
I love that.
So Scrooge's behavior has left him no one in his life.
Poor Scrooge,
Ebenezer Scrooge, right? But he's kind of earned it, because of his behavior. And his redemption is that he learns. What does he learn? He learns the value of friendship and family and the terror of being alone and dying alone and unloved and unwanted.
What a great, it's just a perfect timing for us to remember how important our friends are, our families are. We talked about this in our earlier show, how sometimes we treat the people closest to us not as good as strangers, and we need to really treat everybody good, but we need to take care of the people that are around us.
Yeah, he also learns the value of giving also, which
without a doubt
we talked about.
Yeah.
Earlier this morning.
That's a big part of Scrooge's redemption, is that he learns it's not about taking, it's all about what you give.
I love it. I love it. And what are you playing there?
I am indeed Bah.
Humbug. I love it.
Scrooge.
How did I not know that?
I can tell.
I love it. Did you grow this out just for it?
I did.
Yes.
Wearing mutton chops.
How does that, I've seen you in, your other plays and you do such a great job. I have to just, a big thank you to Brian for making me possible to be a partner here. But the characters are just so real. It's like you just, you live it when you're playing it.
Well, that's the trick, That's detecting, as they say.
Yeah.
Yes, you do live it.
But
you
how does that, live it. Have you ever had those feelings in your life that Scrooge has?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, we all have.
Yeah,
that's why I say his redemption is our redemption, because we know him.
Right.
And
we
and
all have
many
that in
cases,
our bodies.
We are him.
Yeah.
We're not all as, quite as
grumpy and scrumpy.
As extreme as maybe Scrooge is. But we all have those things that we end up not caring about that we should care about, and people that we don't care about, and people that we don't take care of.
Yeah.
We face that every day of our life,
Right.
Of course, as actors, you use your own feelings, your own experience, your own background in anything that you do.
Yeah. And obviously, there's a huge message in this play, correct?
Gigantic message. It's been popular since he wrote it in 1843.
Has it been 1843? Wow.
1843.
Isn't that amazing?
He was 31 years old when he wrote it. He died when he was 57, I believe.
Did he die alone?
Dickens, no.
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 So this was just a thought.
It's a very interesting story about how he actually came to this. He was very involved in the plight of children in England and children being used in workhouses and factories and stuff like that. And he had given a speech, I think it was in Manchester, just a few days before he started writing this. And he wrote it very, very quickly. He started it in October of 1843. It was published on Christmas Day, 1843, really? Including the illustrations, the very famous John Leech illustrations that were done for it. So it was all done very fast. And his wife has a fantastic description of him locking himself in his room and crying and weeping night after night as he wrote this piece about the redemption of this man for a holiday time and the effect that it has on children. You know, has a huge effect on children.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I didn't know all that background myself.
Isn't
that fun?
Really fun to learn.
Yeah,
it is.
It's really fun to learn.
Joe, what do you play?
I play Dickens' voice of Tough Love.
Here. There you go. So go ahead, sorry.
Jacob Marley. And he's the one who invades Scrooge's space and lets him know what the truth is and what's going to happen to him throughout the course of the
day. How many people are in this play?
Oh, what are we at 27?
Oh, my gosh, wow.
27, yeah. I can't remember.
Okay.
A big cast.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, this is very interesting to remember Dickens' pain in writing this, but he managed in his writing to be very fair-handed in terms of tragedy and comedy. He writes a lot of funny things, and I think what's important about this play and this adaptation of the play is the humor that's being brought out, so that the story is it's floated on a surface of enjoyment, so we can bear this story, which is an almost an unbearable story. We can do it because there's so much humor involved in it and so much humanity. It's really, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I like to hear that because it could be very, very dark. You could make it very dark otherwise. Which...
Well, I think it's a lesson that we want to talk about, that wants to be taught, correct? And so sometimes, you know, life happens to all of us, but it's all about how we look at it, right? And how we, you know, it looks at us.
Yeah, it sure is.
And so I love that. I love that. And I didn't know any of this. This is why I love having them on, because it's like behind the scenes, you know, and the message. There's always a message behind all of these great, you know.
Well, I think that's the important thing to us as actors is having something real to say. It's much more difficult to try to make a... what is it called? A silk purse out of a sow's ear.
Oh, there you go. That's
which,
good.
As actors, sometimes we are condemned to do.
Yeah. Joe, what have you done before? And tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I've done 6 or 7 shows here at the Rubicon, so I've been a member of the family for a long time. I was supposed to do Copenhagen with Peter here, but I got sick and couldn't do it. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
Wow. Well, it's all good now.
Okay, well, that's good. And, you know, as you say, family. That's what I love about the Rubicon. And, of course, I want to remind everybody that Saturday night is opening night. And this is going to be playing for, what, a month? Is this a good all the way through December? Two weeks? Okay,
20th.
And I'm telling you, if you haven't been to the Rubicon, there's just something so warm about it there. It is. You feel like you are part of the family. And you're watching your family up there. And... You know, I've talked to so many of the actors and so many of the people that put this together, and there's just something special.
It is. It's something really special. My kids have basically grown up there. They've been coming to rehearsals with me and to shows with me for, I suppose it's 10 years now. And,
really?
It's a wonderful thing. I also wanted to say this is a relatively short run, so please get your tickets early because
this is definitely. In fact, I want to throw out a pair of tickets right now, right here, as we're talking about A Christmas Carol. And, of course, that's over at the Rubicon Theater. Call in right now. We've got a pair of tickets for you at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we're going to take a really quick break, and we'll finish up and talk a little bit more about the Rubicon Theater and all the great things that they do there, and we'll give out their website. And stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We'll be right back.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you of our morning shows from 6 to 8, where we start your day in a positive way. And I hope that your weekend is amazing. We're in the holiday spirit right now. And I know that there's so many messages out there that we can get from things that we get involved in and things that we go to see. And right now we're talking about the Christmas Carol, and that's over at the Rubicon Theater. It's going to be here till December 20th. And we've got Brian McDonald, who actually he makes this possible all the time. He does such an amazing job. How are you? Happy holidays, Brian.
I'm great. How are you doing, Kim?
Good, good.
Fantastic.
You know, tell us, what's your take on all of this? And I know that you are such a passionate guy. You always do up and above. You know, I could just see it when you're working, and I love that about you.
Well,
Thanks. I'm really lucky to have this wonderful home at Rubicon to be able to do this kind of work and work with, you know, people like Joe and Peter here who, you know, are extraordinary. I mean, we live in Ventura.
I know. Can't get any better than that, right?
And yeah. Here I am living this really wonderful dream life. And to get to do a production like Christmas Carol and a new adaptation, which was done by Carolyn Burns, our producing artistic director, who is, you know, extremely talented and gifted and intelligent. And so to revisit this and try and make something like Joe and Peter were saying, not only is something that people are going to enjoy and have fun with, but something that's going to move people. I think Joe had a friend that came to one of the previews the other night and talked about how, you know, she was expecting, you know, very entertaining, fun, you know, light evening, good quality and all that kind of stuff, was not expecting how deeply moved she was and how deep the production was at times. And that's what I love, too, is that balance of one minute we're laughing and the next minute we're sort of horrified or we're crying or we're, you know, so balancing all of those and sort of finding all those colors, you know, within the story is really exciting to explore.
I totally have to agree with you, all three of you, because I try to see every play that's there, and I sit in the audience, and I've already met with you, and then to be able to see it, and I see the people that I'm sitting next to, their expressions, and they're like, oh my God, this is so, I'm like, you know, I mean, It's like up and above, and I go to a lot of plays and I go to a lot of performances, but there's something, you know, and it's one of my favorite things to do is to really work with passionate people that want to make a difference.
It's true. I mean, even though Rubicon is, we serve the community in many ways. We have a lot of outreach programs and education programs and partnerships that we do with various businesses, including, you know, your show.
Yeah.
And, you know, that sense of community and collaboration is great, but you know, the bottom line is it is a professional theater company right here in Ventura.
Right here.
You know, Peter and Joe have extremely extensive credits that I just, you know, I'm
yeah,
so lucky.
What an honor to be working
we all
with them.
To have
you guys out here. You know, you mentioned Joe that you had a friend and you said that she was thinking, I mean, you kind of just talked about it briefly, but that she came in and you were like, okay, you know, and she's like, yeah, I'll come see it, right? Thinking, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
Tell us, I mean, this is a lady who knows her stuff, right?
She does. She's what was Betty Thomas? I'll name names. Betty Thomas,
there you
who
go.
Worked with me on Hill Street and who was at one point the highest grossing woman director in the world, film director. So she knows this stuff. She knows what she's looking at and she knows what she likes. So she was there afterwards. I didn't expect her to be there. And she came and said, that was so fantastic. She expected cute and entertaining, and she got a real play.
Yeah. What is the message for you? Because I'm going to ask you, Brian, too. What is the message for you?
The message for me? At this point, because I'm an actor, I'm mainly involved with solving problems. But for me, it is that people can recognize things. People can learn. People can become more aware of how they affect other people and how the fact of affecting other people affects even more people, and there's an endless chain of effect. So at some point, one has to realize that one can change one's behavior, as Peter was saying earlier, and that one must in order to stop creating suffering around us.
Mm. And sometimes we could be, in this case, to me, the message that I hear is sometimes we're our worst enemies, correct? And if we have openness and we're able to look at some of our talents at the same time as our weaknesses, right? I mean, and we're open to people looking at us, we can change. And I think that's a huge message.
I totally agree. I think it's very, very easy in our life to turn away from problems, to turn away from other people who have problems, and to just look the other direction and not really pay attention. Whereas if, you know, if you just look at that person who might need a little bit of help, that it's a very rewarding life to actually step in and do something for them. Because it does something for you. That's what Scrooge learns.
Yeah, and to me, oh my God, I want everybody to go see this because one, it's the holidays right now. There's a lot of people that are going through depression, that are going through maybe that, you know, don't have money, don't have time, don't have, you know, family around them, right? And this is just such a message that we can change this world to be a better place. And that we open our hearts and we can help it. And God, how many years ago did this, you know, did they have this message and now we're sharing it again?
Well, because we still need to learn it.
Exactly.
It's a constant, you know.
Yeah.
We always have to be reminded of it. And of course, this, you know, the season is, you know, the holiday season is certainly a time when we allow ourselves to think about those things.
That's right. Yeah.
But we also, you know, have a lot of other things going on at Rubicon this month.
Tell us.
So we have our Tiny Tots concert and Santa party. And this is really exciting. It's a 30-minute concert done by some of our really talented teens. They're a group called the Harmonics, the Rubicon Harmonics. This is a concert that features Frosty and Rudolph and Santa. It's a 30-minute concert specifically for families with young children.
Oh, how fun.
So they get to experience that, have a little fun and a sing-along, and then they go downstairs where they're treated to cookies and hot chocolate and hot cider while they get their picture taken with Frosty and Rudolph and Santa.
Oh,
so
I love that.
Instead
okay, so
of
when is
perhaps
that?
Waiting on very long lines
yeah,
and in crazy atmospheres, they have an opportunity to sort of make it a real cultural experience.
I love it.
So there's two of those concerts. Tickets are $15. That's going to be on the 12th and the 19th. That's Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. So from 11 to 11:30. And then they go right downstairs for their Santa party.
Okay.
And then we also have a benefit concert for our education programs. This will feature the Rubicon Harmonics and cast members from Christmas Carol. So it'll be a 90-minute show. It'll also have an after party. There are two different ticket prices, $35 and $50 if you wanted to go to the after party. It's, again, music, fantastic singers, Terry Bibb and Jennifer Lee Warren, who are also in Christmas Carol, will be performing their Terry Bibb was Christine in Phantom of the Opera for many years, and if you've not heard her sing Ave Maria, well, that is worth the price of admission alone. And Jennifer Lee Warren was original Broadway cast of Big River and in Little Shop of Horrors, and just really, truly extraordinary. So that's going to be a really fun evening, and you can get all of those tickets, select your seats, and get tickets for Christmas Carol at RubiconTheater.org, or you can call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
There you go. It's also on our Facebook, it's on my website, and it's in our newsletter, and I'm telling you, it's right here. It's like, you know, it's one of the best places out here. And obviously you can tell these guys are amazingly passionate about everybody that is a part of this. So I thank you so much for coming in today and joining us.
Merry Christmas.
Thank
Happy
you.
Holidays.
Yes, yeah, Christmas. Thank you so much. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And of course, you know what? I'm going to throw another pair of tickets out there. And call in right now. This is going on till December 20th. Don't mess around. Go get your tickets. Take a family. Take your whole family with you. And another great thing is it's a great way to give back. If anybody wants to, you know, give this as a gift certificate.
Yeah,
right?
We have holiday gift certificates. So, you know, it's a gift that'll keep on giving
there
throughout
the year.
There you
go. I love it. And what a great message, the Christmas Carol. All right, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Call in right now. Our phone number again is 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We're not done. We've got another guest, and we'll be right back.
Great job, guys.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much. I do want to do a little shout-out to NCI, right? He wanted to do a little plug, but they were already
NCIS,
gone.
Yeah, NCIS, yes. Yeah. One of our last guests.
I know. So, anyways, I love when plays and things have messages behind them.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued. I'm really looking forward to bringing my boys up and seeing that. Because it's a very dynamic story, and it sounds like they really explore the message very well.
I'm telling you, all of their plays there are amazing. So, I would love to give something away, and how about let's see, some Rubio Fresh Mexican Grill. We've got a gift certificate for that, and all you have to do is call in right now 419-0008-419. 0008. Our next guest is Dr. Bernie Siegel, and we're going to be talking about his book, Love, Animals, and Miracles. And Bernie, are you there?
Yes, I'm all. Well, I'm not all here, but I'm there.
Okay. I love it. All right. Happy holidays to you, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. That's where we're talking from.
Thank you, dear.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Oh, boy. I'm thinking of writing a book about my life because it's been just an interesting experience, and I mean that literally.
Yeah.
Just all the things that have happened. But I think, again, it's partly because, well, if I want to get a little crazy, I'll just share it all with you. A past life in which I killed with a sword. And in this life, I'm trying to help people with a knife as a surgeon. But what I killed was not just people, but their pets as well. And I think that I really feel that this is a part of my consciousness in this life. That I'm aware of the acts of others in another time, that it wasn't really me, if you know what I mean, living over and over, but the consciousness that is in me. And so I have been wanting to save the lives of animals all the time. As a kid, I kept after my parents. They weren't into pets, living in Brooklyn, New York, and things like that.
But, are you a veterinarian?
No, a surgeon.
Oh, you're a surgeon.
A surgeon, yeah.
Wow, for people.
But one of the lessons I learned, I can tell you, from doing some operating on our pet. But anyway, let me just describe, because our home was always a zoo. We have five children. They were like the farm hands. And we had, on an acre and a half, we did not live on a farm. People would always ask me that. We just had fences around with ducks, goats, geese, dogs and cats. In the house, there were snakes and turtles and birds and exotic pets that people couldn't deal with that veterinarians gave to us. So we've always been rescuing and having a reverence for life. And one of the lessons, literally, I learned, if people want to have their heart broken a little, look up on the internet a poem named Rag. That's the name of my dog that we have in the house now, Rag.
R-A-G?
R-A-G-S by Vincent Edmund, I think, Everett Cook, C-O-O-O-K-E. But what I learned when working on the pets due to their wounds or bites or things, we rescued a rabbit from the woods, a little, you know, house-type rabbit, a pet that somebody must have, you know, allowed to escape. And so we rescued it, brought it in the house, and for those who've never had a rabbit, yeah, they can be trained and live like a cat. They run around the house. You have to be careful they don't chew on wires, but they use litter boxes and so forth. But when we first got it, I was told by many veterinarians to make sure all the animals in the house, you know, are kept apart from the rabbit until they know it, and then it's safe. Well, after about 10 days, I left the house and made the mistake of not closing the pet store, thinking, hey, 10 days, they know each other. Came home with the rabbit. Was badly injured by our dog named Furphy. And in caring for her wound, I mean, I used the veterinarian too, but at home I would be caring for her wound. And how did I know when it hurt? What I was doing was hurting her. She would turn her head and lick my hand.
Oh,
and
that
blew my mind. Not bite my finger, but lick my hand. And I knew what the message was. And that poem I mentioned you ends that way. I'm not going to tell you what the ending is, but for any people who care about animals, read it. It'll touch your heart.
Well, I have to say,
let me mention one other thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry to keep interrupting. But
no,
what
that's
that
okay.
Rabbit also taught me was about forgiveness, because a few weeks later, when I went to bring her in, as it was getting dark, and these are fenced-in areas. I don't mean they're running loose. I couldn't find her in the yard, and I knew she didn't like being brought in the house. But this was a night where is she? And then I saw the dog lying there, perfect. So I went over to him, and lo and behold, what's lying against his back, tucked in so I couldn't see her, the rabbit. And that impressed me, too. Here is someone who injured her, threatened her life, in a sense, and she is now his best friend, and he's her best friend, and protecting her so she doesn't have to go in the house. And that's the part where I say the animals are such wonderful teachers about life.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that story.
I know. I love that. You know what's interesting is, and Tracy, I know you have a dog,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I've adopted all my dogs. And it's interesting. People come in sometimes and they're like, your animals are so different. And I'm like, they are? What do you mean? They're like, they're like loving. And it's because we love them, and they, you know, it's some people, you know, I know that have animals, and they're like, they're just an outside animal. No, they're part of our family. And, you know, and that's kind of how I was taught. My mom is an animal lover. And
well, I wonder, I mean, I don't know, you know, Dr. Siegel, I mean, what do you think? I mean, you know, they
well,
say
what,
all the time
what,
children
you know,
are mirrors to their parents. Does that work with your pets, too?
Several things are in the book. One, many years ago, I met a woman on an elevator in California where I was attending as a speaker at ASPCA Non-Kill Conference. And I said to her, oh, hi, why are you here? She said, oh, I'm an animal intuitive. My first reaction was, lady, don't tell me you talk to animals. That, you know.
Right.
Well, what has happened since? I tested her. While she was in California in the later time, after I was a believer, she was in Africa. And I told her about two missing cats in Connecticut. She described the scene in detail, told me where they were, and I found them, one that day and the other one the next morning when I went outside. Now, the animals tune in to us. Their minds are quiet. We're the frantic thinking ones, so we don't know what's in their mind. But as Amelia always said to me, Bernie, quiet your mind. And I call it the stillness, the still pond, so that you can really connect. And I have had that happen. You know, I told you about the rabbit. Well, one night, after Amelia has trained me, I said to the rabbit in my head, okay, I'm not speaking out loud, why don't you let me pick you up in the evening? And the rabbit said to me, you don't treat the cats this way. Now, I don't know where that's coming from. You know, I know it's not my imagination. I said, what are you talking about? She said, you let the cats stay outside. I said, you're a rabbit. I'm worried about you if some predator jumps the fence. From that night on, I didn't have any more trouble. But now she knew I was doing it because I cared for her.
Right.
And it's amazing what the animals tell you. And most people know. You don't even... When you know, oh, I got to take you to the vet today, you can't find them, you know?
Right, right.
They're hiding or running outside. But when you're thinking, oh, I got a treat, I got it, boom, they're in the kitchen looking up at you.
Right.
So the communication is going on all the time.
Bernie, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. I want to remind you of our morning shows from 6 to 8. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tracy and Tom. And, of course, I'm wishing all of you a happy healthy holiday out there. And we're talking with Dr. Bernie Siegel. And you are the author of also, well, we're talking about your book, Love Animals and Miracles, but Love Medicine and Miracles.
Right.
How are these kind of the same?
Well, I mean, I can't say they are. The first, well, yeah, they have some common thread, but the first was to help people survive. Cancer patients, that self-healing is not, as doctors say, a spontaneous remission. It's self-induced. You know, when you cut your finger, you don't need instructions. Your body knows. And animals are complete. Man is not. So the animals, in many ways, become our teachers when they're dealing with illnesses. And some of that is in there. The pattern of what I call survivor behavior. You see, it's instinctive in the animal. We have to learn about it because the doctor said, I have 2 months to live. So you go home and die in a month. What does a dog do if the veterinarian says that? You go home and have a nice time, and you don't die in 2 months because you're running around having a good time. Matter of fact, two quick little stories. One was some people I know who went to pick up their cat because the veterinarian said the cat's, you know, ready to be euthanized. And they said, well, we'll take it home, let it die at home. They walked in. The vet came out carrying this limp cat in his hand. The cat stood up on the vet's hand, jumped 6 feet through the air on
the
family's chest. And I love what the veterinarian said. Well, it was dying an hour ago. It had it for years at home.
Yeah.
We had a dog named Nikki. No, Oscar it was. It was Oscar, who had a malignant melanoma. And on the checkup, the vet said, Bernie, he should be put to sleep. He's so sick, I've never seen a dog like this recover. I called home to tell our children what we were going to do, and they said, you don't put your patient to sleep. You don't put Oscar to sleep. I brought him home, and to make a long story short, I massaged him every minute when I was home. I shared literally my meals with him. I would sit down next to him and have dinner with him. I mean, I just spent the time loving him. In 2 weeks, he was out the door and lived for over 3 years with no sign of cancer. And we have books written now called The Energy Cure. You know, let's say that I was like the battery cable that sent something into his body that he felt and that made a change and a difference in him. And yes, it happens to people too.
Wow. Bernie, what are we going to find in your book?
Well, wonderful stories. When you say my book, people sent me stories, and many are mine. You know, as I said, our house is a zoo, so
right.
Some of our children, grandchildren have stories in there, but they all send stories about things that are not coincidences that happen with animals and lessons they learn. And so I comment before a group of stories, and then I comment after it, so we all learn from those stories and put them in little clusters. So, you know, you can comment about certain things, whether it's how a dolphin helps somebody with a physical illness, or how a turtle and a fish become best of friends in a tank instead of the turtle eating the fish, is what our grandson thought was going to happen when he dropped the fish in.
Can you tell us about one of the stories in here? Which one is which one's one of your favorite? I'm sure they're all your favorite, and
I haven't stopped reading the book. I've read the stories over and over again. Gosh, I don't know. It's practically impossible to say there's a favorite, but let me mention two. One, briefly, as I said, one of our grandchildren, he had a turtle that, as it grew up, the vet said, it's reaching an age where it wants, like mating, you know, it's getting to be that kind of age, like a teenager, you know, whose body is changing. And because it was getting depressed, wasn't eating, he said, you ought to buy it a fish. Give it some, you know, new and food, and it'll come back. Well, Charlie felt very bad about putting a fish in the tank, because then the fish is going to die. But he went and bought this little fish, brought it home, dropped it in the tank, and he watched. The fish and the turtle swam together, rubbed noses, and are best of friends today.
That's interesting.
That's together, interesting.
You know, when you go into a dog park and you take all the animals, and you know, sometimes when they're on their own leashes and, you know, they're all like struggling to kind of have their own independence, and you let them go, and now all of a sudden they're all in their own places. Isn't that interesting how they all react?
Yes, and so much of it has to do with how they're brought up. You know, and that's no different than people.
Right,
you know what I
mean? Right.
That, because I've had dogs who were brought up with incredible abuse, you know, because I bring them all home from the shelter.
Right.
So I wait for God to give me a sign, then I go down the shelter, and they say, yeah, this dog was just brought in today. And they always adopt me. You know, they grab my leg, or I wrote a book called Buddy's Candle. When I heard a voice say, go to the animal shelter, I went down there. There was a dog there. They said, he's been here 15 minutes. His name is Buddy. I said, I'm here to take him home.
Wow, I love it. Bernie,
Buddy was abused by an alcoholic man. Now, how do I know that? He told me.
Wow. Bernie, can you hold on for 1 second? Because
sure.
We're going to take a really quick break, and then I want to find out a couple more things about you.
okay.
All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And, of course, we're so glad that you're here. I do want to remind everybody of our morning shows, and that is from 6 to 8. And, of course, you can tune in on our podcast on iTunes. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those great places. We've got lots of great events happening this evening. And another shout out to Ventura Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair. And that is starting, well, it starts at 4 all the way to 7:15. And then we've got the Christmas at the Ranch. That's 4 to 8 at the Camarillo House, at the Camarillo Ranch. And we've got Rubicon. It's opening night, and that's going all the way till the 20th at Christmas Carol. So I would love to give something away right now. And we've also got Laugh Out Loud with Comedy Night, and that's December 16th at Paseo, featuring Jason Love, Quinn Dahl, and Jeff Capri. And that starts at 7:30. I've got a pair of tickets for somebody. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Also, we are giving away a Christmas tree that's going to be delivered to somebody's house. So call in and leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. We're waiting for all your calls right now, so start calling. We'll be right back.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you of listening to our morning shows. And we've got some great shows this morning, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They
yeah,
were very
really,
interesting.
Really interesting.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. And of course, we're talking right now with Dr. Bernie Siegel. And he is author of Love, Medicine, Miracles, and also Love, Animals, and Miracles. And can you tell us a little bit? You're basically a retired surgeon, correct? What kind of a surgeon were you?
I was what's called a general and pediatric surgeon.
Oh, okay. So.
And, I'm not really, I'm disengaged from surgery, but what I'm doing now is running support groups for cancer patients and lecturing, doing workshops, and trying to help people survive and live.
In a different...
And they add, our dogs come to the meetings with me, and one of them, who has died, is your buddy, as I mentioned before. He used to walk around the room and tell me who was doing well and who wasn't.
You know, that's a really interesting topic right there. You know, when they let the dogs in the hospitals,
right.
And I don't even know is it also a cat that would
yep,
know if
cats
some
too.
Yeah that they would know if somebody was going to, you know,
yep.
pass away.
I had a cat named Miracle. And she was named after a cat who appeared in a woman's dream and told her how to treat her cancer.
Really?
And it worked.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We wanted to sort of ask you, Dr. Siegel, about that. You know, how can animals deliver us messages
in people's dreams?
When I wasn't feeling well and would lie down in bed, Miracle would jump up, walk up on my chest, lie there and purr. And, what wonderful therapy. And if I were taking a nap because I'm tired, she didn't waste her time jumping into the bed. She knew I'm just taking a rest. You know, you don't need me. But as I said, with Buddy, too, he'd walk around the room, and I could hear him say, oh, this guy's doing very well. And then other times, oh, you need some loving. And he would turn around and back in, you know, so the person would pet him, and he'd be giving something to that person. But one man told me that his father was quite ill, at home, but quite ill. And he said, the dog would not leave the bedroom. He had to drag him out to pee and poop in the yard. And he said, one day he came home from work, came in, dog was in the kitchen, because he had to feed the dog in the bedroom. And there he was in the kitchen waiting to eat. And he said, I knew my father was getting better, or he never would have left the room. Sure enough, when he walked in, his dad said, yes. And one funny instance I have to tell you, too, because somebody came to the cancer support group, a new man, so he didn't know I had dogs there or anything else. And he came late, and I said, you know, you're here now. Let's take a moment. Introduce yourself. And he starts telling this tragic story, see, and how depressed he is and what's happening to him. And he hears snoring in the room. And he starts screaming at us, literally. What is wrong with you people? You're so insensitive. You fall asleep while I'm telling you about my tragic, you know, experience with cancer and what I'm going through. And everybody's waving their hands at him and pointing under my chair. And he looks and he sees it's Murphy. He would always sleep through the session. He didn't go around the room worrying about anybody. And he was snoring and asleep. And the guy just burst out laughing at that moment. And it changed his whole attitude from then on.
Bernie, the question that Tracy just asked here is, what messages can we get from our animals? Because we feel like, you know, it's unconditional love, But is there a certain message that we can get from?
Yeah,
we have like a minute left.
That you probably have seen along the years. It came from an Ann Landers column in 1999. It came out of the Church Bulletin. We can start the day without caffeine. Get going without pep pills. Resist boring and complaining people about your troubles. Eat the same food every day and be grateful for it. Not treat a rich friend better than a poor friend. Face the world without lies and deceit. Con contention without medical help. Relax without liquor. Sleep without the aid of drugs. And say honestly that deep in your heart you have no prejudice against race, religion, color, or politics. Then, my friend, you're almost as good as your dog.
I love it. That was great. Bernie Siegel, thank you so much for joining us here, sharing your passion.
You four little letters, WWLD. Whenever you're in doubt, ask yourself, what would Lassie do?
I love it. Bernie Siegel, thank you so much for being here on the Kim Pagano Show and sharing your passion with us. All right, we are at the end of our show, and gosh, I hope to see everybody at all these great events. I hope that you have some great things to look forward to throughout this holiday, and of course, we'll be here next week. We want to end our show with a moment of happiness. A day of worry is more exhausting than a week of work. When you think about it, why worry, right? And again, Tracy, thanks so much for being here.
I'm glad to
and
be here.
Tom, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Have a really great week and be happy.